Here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Ah! Hey! What's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shadoose, and always next to me, this debonair motherfucker right here,
Kamal Altaj.
And we're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you, man. We're going to talk about the Olympics real quick as it's wrapping up right now, man. And just how fucked up Russia is right now with this whole anti-gay law stuff that they got going on over there, man.
Well, what have they done this time?
Well, like, you pretty much, it's almost against the law to be gay, man. They're shutting down gay clubs. Like, there's been, like, neighbors that have, like, ratted out their other neighbors for being gay propagandists, which is against the law.
Wow. That sounds familiar, except instead of being gay, you know, being Jewish.
Dude, it's fucking heavy, bro. Like, it's crazy because, like, I would send the gayest fucking Olympians possible, man. I'd have Brian Boitano as an ambassador wearing a fucking pink tutu and ice skating around the rink. Fucking blowing kisses to Putin. He skates up and just gives him a kiss on the cheek. It skates away to...
That's a freebie. You can keep that one.
Yeah. And then just skates away to... Can you feel the love tonight? Tonight. It is in your ass. It's enough to make Vladimir Putin suck the very best. I would make those people so fucking uncomfortable, man. I would bring the gayest people. Like, the hockey team would be just, like, all fucking, like, figure skaters that we just brought over to play hockey, wearing fucking pink sequins numbered goddamn jerseys. They'd do their own...
Sequins, because the numbers gotta pop.
Yeah, they gotta pop, man. So then, like... They do their own halftime show. Oh, where they would just fucking skate the YMCA. Young man, are you listening to me? And there he goes, Fags on Ice. This is such a show. Stop it. It would make those fucking alpha male heteros so fucking uncomfortable with themselves, man, that fucking they'd be scoring goals all over the place. Slapstick, slapping dicks. Let's here we go. Dude, but it's so funny, though, because, like, I literally saw a picture of Putin the other day where he's, like, shirtless riding horseback.
Oh, that's very hetero.
Dude, he looks like John Wayne if John Wayne loved the cock. He's just fucking horrible.
He's just rounding up a posse.
He's rounding up something. He looks fucking gay as shit, dude. I'm sorry, but this, I know we're making fun of it and everything, but man, it's real serious over there. Like, these people are getting arrested and put into, like, detention camps, and I'm going, well, they're gay, though. Like, your solution to gay, to the problem of being gay, is to put all the gay guys together in a camp?
Well, the problem is that they see it as a problem.
Yeah. Well, there was this this crazy organization there called the his word is truth or something like that fucking coalition, and they advocate stoning the gay people. Like, they say they're a disease and a pestilence upon a land, and they shouldn't be allowed to fester. Like, where does that come from? How gay are those guys? They're really gay. Like, those guys. That coalition, that's the most repressed gayness you've ever seen in your life.
Closeted. Every last one of them.
Closeted. They're all in the closet together. It's like a unison closet. That's how repressed it is, dude. They make preachers that get caught over in the States giving blowjobs look like fucking saints. Be like, I'm telling you, dude. because it gets cold on them Russian nights. Sometimes you got a Bolshevik, you know what I'm saying? Get along, little doggies. Let's go. You sure do have a pretty ass on a cold night. It's like Brokeback Yuri. Oh, I can't quit you. Can you imagine that shit? Oh, fuck you, Russia. You're way down in the medal count anyway. It's horrible, man. Gay people are leaving like crazy. They're actually fleeing the country, man. A lot of them are moving here to the U.S.
Well, I guess what they're campaigning for then is working.
I mean,
it's terrible to say, but...
Listen, Russia, you're going to kick all the gay guys out of your country? Who's going to teach your women how to give blowjobs?
Right?
Telling you. That's those guys that always have the classes.
Those ladies always, like, they're throwing a party and they have to hire some gay guy. The gay guy comes and he's like, listen, ladies, this is how you suck a cock.
They all sit there and they go, wow.
Yeah.
Heat's really good, you know that? Heat's really good. I mean, when you want the best, you gotta pay for the best, right, girls? Nice job, Denise. Really working the shaft. Good job, Sharon. Cradle the balls. I'll watch out for that money shot. That's a, oh. I like that form. You took it straight to the head. Ladies, you could learn something from Sharon. Oh, that'd be a fun class to be a fly on the wall. That'd be a really good, great place to meet chicks, though, man. You could totally pick up chicks there and be like, hey,
yeah.
I'm a really big fan of your work.
Let's get you the look fuck talented. Out of here.
Yeah.
You have nice eyes.
Yeah, they'd look really nice staring up at me. Does that sound creepy? Too much? All right.
A little much? Shit.
I'll back it off and put it up. Don't have to act hard to get the cock. Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about something crazy in this new What the Florida News update. We're going to turn to our What the Florida News team right now. It's horrible. Breaking news coming to you live with your What the Florida News team. It's Jesse Shadoose and Kamal Altaj. I'm Jesse Shadoose, and this
is Kamal Altaj.
Time for your What the Florida News break, everybody. So, being in jail stinks enough, but for one inmate, the air quality must have been intolerable. This big fat chick, right? She had a tainted taint.
Oh, she was unkempt down there?
Oh, she had the tainted twats. Dude, I'm telling you, the lady said it smelled so bad when they brought her into the cell, she almost threw up.
And you're locked up in a cell with that bitch
you
with
can't,
stagnant air?
Yeah, you can't go anywhere, dude. You're with this fat, nasty slut that has a stank snatch.
I would vomit.
Dude, it must have smelled like dead cats in there. This is horrible.
Gosh, this is so great. Can we just go on to the next story?
No, I mean, like, look at the picture of this girl. She looks horrible. What I wonder is this like...
Train wreck.
But is this a strategy? Is she like, all right, I know I'm going to prison, so I'm just going to let this shit fly? You know? Like, Jesus Christ. That's the hairiest snatch I've ever seen. Looks like a Wookiee. I didn't bring my weed whacker. Dude, like, her snatch is foaming at the mouth. It's like a rabid dog.
Her thing has teeth.
Oh, God, put it to sleep. Oh, 5 painful shots in the stomach after seeing a snatch like that.
Oh.
Disgusting, dude. So this chick literally, like, complained, but they did nothing. Like, they didn't take this chick out, man. So she was stuck in...
She's basically got, like, her little coffee cup, and she's running along the bars going, this bitch stinks!
Somebody please
do something! She smells so bad!
I think I found Jimmy Hoffa!
And she's just laid up in her bed.
He died inside this bitch's snitch. Somebody call the FBI and get me the fuck out of here.
Meanwhile, Fatty's just laid out on her cot. And she's got her legs kind of like... God. One of her legs is bent.
Oh, dangling over the edge of the bunk.
Yeah. She's got her head propped up on her arm. And she's looking at her like... Mm. Well, hate it for ya. I got used to it,
dude. What if she's got her pants down and she's just sitting there, like in the baby position, like trying to give birth, like, you know, that kind of deal.
You'd be like basically spread eagle.
And she's
like...
yeah, and she's just down there just rubbing it hard, and she's moaning up there, and the girl down below is like,
and it starts smoking.
Oh God, no, it's like noxious fumes, dude. It just start like, it's like she's like, for the love of God. There are fumes coming down. And this chick's just like... just rubbing it, dude. Knowing full well what she's doing. It's spreading to other cells. People are just going, oh my God. Oh my
gosh, it's so nasty.
Oh.
So gross.
So she gets out of prison, or out of jail. She gets out of jail, and she reports this to the actual proper authorities and telling them, like, yo, man, this lady's gotta go. Like, you gotta do something that's a menace. Like, this chick didn't have a yeast infection, dog. She opened up a Twinkie bakery. She's just...
put her in solitary.
Pumping out stankin' cheese, bro.
Or give her, you know, the fast pass. Oh. Into, like, death row. I don't care what she did.
They bring her into, like, this open shower. They break out a goddamn hose with a nozzle and just start beating that thing to death with it. Throwing powdered soap all over. They bring in people with hazmat suits. Have
chunks of flesh falling off of it. It'd be
blue
waffle.
Oh, can you imagine it, dude? That thing would probably fly off over and run away. It feels the water hit, and it's like...
like the thing.
And it just kind of, like, leaps off of her. And goes meat flapping down the hallway. Like bologna past its prime. I'm Jesse Seduce.
Oh, come on.
And that was your What the Florida news break.
Oh, What the Florida.
That's just nasty.
Damn it, it's so nasty.
So we're going to talk about some other crazy shit that did happen in the news, man. This guy's name alone should have alerted the people his mental state. Jamie Coots. Pastor Jamie Coot. Dude.
There's a winner right
He's
there.
A snake-handling TV preacher that had a reality show on National Geographic. And basically what this church does is there's a verse in the Bible, like Mark 16:15 or something like that, that says, no snake bite or poison shall harm you as long as you believe in the Lord thy God.
And they took that shit and ran
and
with it.
And such and such. Yeah. So they handle these fucking rattlesnakes, bro.
Bad idea.
Yeah, but they don't just handle them. They, like, play with them and hold them above their heads and sing songs and shit like that. This guy's been bitten 3 times already, lost a finger.
So you know good and well these snakes are, like, nervous as hell, scared.
They're just kept in cages and shit, you know?
And then, so, like, and then, like, swung around.
And then,
like,
handled, yeah. And so, like, this guy's already been bitten. He's lost a finger over it. And basically what they do is if they are bitten, they don't seek any medical care at all. So they either live through it by the grace of God, quotation marks, or they go meet Jesus. Like, and you got to think, like, if Jesus sees one of these guys show up, they'd be like, dude, you're not getting in. You fucking kidding me? You? You let yourself be killed by a rattlesnake. You know, most people hear the rattle and they go running the other way. No, your dumbass picked it up.
Yeah.
So I gotta go to the other place? No, we're just not letting you in here. You can stand outside and look in at the coolness from the gate.
There's no logic where handling a snake sounds appealing to me.
Why?
Like, there's you gain nothing.
Like, well, in one of the pictures, like, you see the guy holding the snake, and like, there's children not but 3 feet behind in the tabernacle choir thing there, singing songs, while this guy holds a highly venomous snake inches away from his face and feet away from children. Like, come on, dude.
When he gets bitten, do you think they just kind of stand around and let him sit there twitching?
I imagine they all start praying. Well, they did call 911, but basically just to tell the cops to bring a bag.
Fuck.
You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're bitten by a snake like that.
Yeah.
That venomous, like, it's not a whole lot you could do.
No, dude, I'm telling you right now, this guy's like, he's got the snake holding it up.
Heartbeat slowing down.
Holding it up in his hands. He's like, I believe that the Lord will never let me be hurt. Jesus Christ, that shit, that hurt. It's okay. Everybody keep singing. Praise Jesus.
Grandpa, you always need to take the Lord's name in vain.
Sorry, son, you're right. He's gripping his fucking left hand. He's like, whoo. It's getting dark. I can see a light.
I believe this is it. He gets like, all excited about it.
Be like, and they all sang as he died.
Yep.
Stunning. be like, hey, if Scientology wasn't crazy enough for you, these guys got a religion for you. Dude, man, I'm telling you. I
haven't quite figured out what your next religion will be.
Yeah. I'd want to own a funeral home in a town like this, dude.
You'd make a killing.
It's a growth industry. How many of these people are kicking it every day?
You'd have the biggest house in town.
Oh, man, biggest. Dude. Hell yeah, I'd be like, pile them in. How many bodies can I get in one of these freezers? We can do double occupancy.
Yeah, they're dead. They're not going to get claustrophobic.
Look, you could fit two skinny ones in there and a midget right at the end. It's not like they're going to mind.
Oh. It's all good till inspection.
Yeah, we're like, oh, what, I gotta put them in a big McDonald's freezer? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, get the fuck inside. I want to do custom funerals, though, man. Funerals with a theme. like, wouldn't it be awesome to, like...
go out in style?
Yeah, like, take grandma, just paint all the old ladies up like whores.
Do a Moulin Rouge thing or something. Yeah.
Grandma comes out there, she's got the fucking red ass cheeks. She looks like a transvestite. Like a drag queen. Oh, that'd be awesome too, man. If I ever got a guy that died that looked like Tim Curry, you could just dress him up like Rocky Horror Picture Show. And when like the casket opens up, when people come to view him, it goes, let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left. Boom, 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 boom. With a step to the right. With your hands on your hips. You pull your knees in tight. And then that weird, like, creepy butler stands up and, like, nobody's dancing. And he's like, move. And then, like, we could have, like, an air nozzle that, at the end, like, where the dude, the last, let's do the time warp again, it shoots him straight up in the casket.
Or shoots a hole in his chest.
Oh, well, no, he's already...
his decayed chest.
Yeah, but he's already dead. That's a little excessive. No, we reserve that for the alien funerals, where the thing pops out of the chest.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, an air cannon you may have every intention of just having him sit up in the coffin. There's no telling.
Yeah, well, that's true. The air cannon.
You set it off and it just shoots a hole in his chest. That's not at all what I was going
for. That'll cost extra.
No, now you're crossing over into alien territory. I only do one theme per each week.
That's two themes. That's going to cost. I just drive by them snake churches like, money in the bank. Like, we could do a classy funeral, like if a Star Wars fan wants to do a funeral pyre for his dad. Or even like the one, what was the, what like with the boat, the canoe?
You need a permit from the city to set a fire like that.
Like, feel like Game of Thrones. It's that one guy, his one fucking job was to shoot the fire arrow onto the boat.
And he missed. He whiffed like no twice. Pressure. No pressure at all.
It's your one job, dude. That's like what you do. What was he in there for, like 2 weeks? He's like, I used to be the guy that lit the boats on fire.
Well, what happened?
I wasn't very good at it. Now I'm a Thatcher. Like somewhere down the line. It's like, he's like, I couldn't handle shooting the arrows with fire, but I can deal with hay. And somewhere deep down in the future, it's like his great descendant was Margaret Thatcher. I was Margaret Thatcher. Take us seriously now, do you? Quite. Oh, dude, man. But, like, seriously, you're fucking ridiculous, dude, with picking up a snake and then expecting it not to bite you. It's gonna do what it's gonna do, man, and it doesn't like being kept in a fucking cage. And it doesn't give two shits if you believe Jesus is gonna save you or not. This thing is gonna kill you.
Yeah.
And not think twice about
it. That's its whole thing. That's what it does.
Can you imagine there's one old cantankerous asshole in the town, and every time one of them dies, he breaks in through the church and goes, where's your God now? And he just walks out, slams the door. Everybody just kind of stands there in silence. Oh, man, I'm telling you, man, every time.
Lovely. Population control.
It's natural selection. That's why I say these guys, like, hey, practice your religious freedoms. Practice the shit out of them. Because then we can drop down the retard quota, man. Seriously. So, dude, J.K. Rowling said recently that if she could do it over again, she'd have Harry Potter get with Hermione.
Oh. I always did think it was kind of weird. Dude, him getting with Ginny.
No, dude. In the real world, Ron Weasley doesn't get that ass. There's just no way in the real world that happens. In the real world, Ron Weasley gets his sister. And they have a bunch of retard magicians.
Fireworks, yay! Yeah,
they ride the special short train to Hogwarts. Come on. In what world does Hermione not end up with Harry, man?
And the one that she made?
Yeah, well, she said that it was her original plot line was to actually end up with Ron. And even though it made more sense, she was so far into it that she was just like, you know what? Like, I'm going to have to keep it, you know? Hmm. And it's just, I got to imagine, like, dude, come on. Harry could have never got Hermione back to his place and be like, come on back to my place under the stairs. Be quiet. You wake up the royal asses. Beat me to death, they will. Come here and give me a muggle snuggle.
A muggle snuggle? You think when they're talking dirty, they call each other like mudbloods and stuff like that?
No, man. Like a mudbloods when like you're hit from behind and you change lanes without signaling. You're like, oh! Gave me a mudblood!
I'll be a mudblood for weeks.
Well, I'll be a mudblood's uncle. Oh, maybe a mudblood's like the shocker. Maybe like a muggle snuggle is like code for jacking off.
Or a Dutch rudder.
Oh, expelliarmus. Dude, like, what if, like, down the way down the road, Hermione's sitting there, Ron's passed out on the Barca lounge, you're drunk, and he, like, royally cuts a big-ass fart, and he kind of, like, half wakes up, and she's sitting there crocheting some shit, watching the TV, and she goes, I could have fucked the boy who lived. Do you hear me, Ron? I could have fucked the boy who lived. If there was a spell I could kill myself with, I would have used it 10 years ago.
There is. Avada Kedavra, or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah? And it'll kill yourself?
Well, it'll kill whoever you have your wand pointed at. I would assume if you do it at a mirror or something.
Or maybe just point it at yourself at the end.
Yeah. Well, you gotta whip your wrist. It's all in the wrist. Hermione explains the whole thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's all in the wrist. You'd figure Ron would be really good at magic. Ron's like, it's all in the wrists, I've got this. I know it's all in the wrists. You gotta tell me.
Wingardium Leviosa.
I spent many a night in Diagonale. How'd you enter her, Diagonale? Because, you know, Rod's like that total pervo that casts a spell where it's like, dude, imagine Hogwarts Porkies. They got the hole in the bathroom. Ron sticks his dick through. Like, they're all the girls are looking at it like, it's got a spot on it. Is that a mole? He pulls it back in all self-conscious.
It's called freckles.
Ron, is that you? God damn it. I always expelliarmus too early. Meanwhile, Harry walks up to the hole and he's like, get rid of this, and he sticks in there. But on the other side, it's Hagrid.
Ready to tame that dragon.
He's like, oh, looks like somebody left something for me.
Watch her, Harry.
He was like, oh, your whiskers tickle.
It's a flavor saver, baby. Oh, yeah.
And, like, Harry sees Hagrid walking through the campus. Hagrid looks over at him, gives him a wink.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, you went, Harry went in Hagrid hole. Well, I couldn't see anybody, so it's not like I did. I knew it was a man, so it could have not been a man. Don't you know about Schrodinger's cat? You don't know if it's dead or it's alive until you open the box. Same thing applies with my dick in a hole. Don't know if it's a girl or a guy, but you hope for the best. Which is not always the case in a seedy men's room in Diagonale. Oh, shit. I once got my cock sucked by a sin eater. Appropriately named. Dude.
Oh, man.
Oh. That's awesome. Like, instead of Porky's the strip club, it's like Gringotts strip club.
where they set
No, it's the ministry. Juice. They call it the ministry. Oh, come watch all girls take butterbeer and shoot it from the rear. Tonight, one night only, at the ministry. Yeah, Club Diagon Alley should be the female strip club. The ministry should be the guy's strip club. What was that blonde-haired kid that was like Harry's enemy the whole time?
Oh,
his dad.
Draco Malfoy.
Yeah. You see old Draco Malfoy at the ministry.
Looking like the leather daddy.
Sitting on Rob Halford's lap. You got another thing coming. Damn right you do, lad. And he pulls his leash. Holy shit, dude. Oh, those Malfoys. What's a Malfoy for? Hey, give me a Malfoy. Oh, Jesus, dude.
Every generation just gets sweeter.
Oh, God. Until eventually. Can you imagine poor Dobby the elf? If he was still in the care of a mouthful.
Oh, they do things to me, sir. So many things. Dobby's ashamed.
The master doesn't mean Dobby harm.
They got him in a miniature gimp suit. Uh-huh. And he sits in a wooden box.
Dobby prays for death. But it never comes. Please, Harry. Kill Dobby.
That's what really happened. Oh. Holy shit, man. Well, we decided to do this new segment, man. And it's basically what we do is we go and we interview old people and we ask them pointed questions about social topics and things like that, and we get their answers. And it's called Shit Old Folks Say. We tell them, though, however, that it's a nationally syndicated radio show called Senior Voices. And we're going to go ahead and listen to some of that right now.
What?
A radio show called Senior Voices is where we interview seniors and get
their... Excuse me, and when did I get to be a senior? What's the age that you'd like to talk about?
I don't know. Anybody over 60 is, I guess, a senior. Okay, well, there you go. So my dad's a senior, too.
I am.
So, okay. So basically what we do is we ask a bunch of frank and honest questions, and we want you to answer as honestly as possible. Nobody's going to know who you are. So, okay. She's ready to go.
All right. We are rolling.
You good? How do you feel about the direction the country is headed?
Your country? Because I'm from Canada.
Oh, even better, even better. How do you feel about the way the U.S. is headed?
I really feel that credit isn't a good thing. I think that people really need to start living within their means.
Okay, right on. We're going to have a vote on medical marijuana here in November. How do you feel?
I love marijuana. I think it's great.
All right.
Laura! Okay.
Hey, nobody, see, now you put her name in there. See, now they're going to know it's Laura.
That's all right.
She's not from here anyway.
That's
fine.
That's
fine.
My name.
That's fine.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so how do you feel about gay marriage?
Look, I don't care what anybody does as long as they don't bother children.
There you go. Okay. Is your love life what you thought it would be at this age?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. Everything more.
Everything more. Okay, cool beans. If you had one piece of advice for the youth of America, what would it be?
Set a goal. Set an easy goal, a simple goal, and accomplish it. And then go beyond that. Like, just make it easy.
I'm telling you.
Right on.
Is that it?
That's it. Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ, I thought that was your father talking there. Honest to God, I don't even... Once in my life. Here,
You got that right.
You guys be on the news tomorrow morning.
No.
So what's this for?
I do an internet radio show called Senior Voices, and basically what we do is
she's not a senior. This is my sister, and she's
69. I want to tell you what the hell senior.
I never saw you get so serious. I was like, oh, Bill Clinton.
Come on, Mary.
That would have been that interview probably would have dealt with less clothing. Bill Clinton.
No, Bill Clinton's probably one of the smartest presidents you ever lived.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you might have had some issues, but you still.
One, there were politics tonight, Randy Birdian.
You guys have a good night. Oh, that was classic.
Well, that lady proves we're right about Canadians, man. She was really nice, man.
Very pleasant.
She was a really cool lady, man. She had a lot of really neat answers, some I wasn't actually expecting. You know,
how do you feel about medical marijuana?
She's like, I love marijuana. Laura! Her friend was like, what are you doing? She's like, they're going to hear you on the radio. She's like, I don't care. She's like, I'm not from America. She was pretty cool, man. A lot of, like, you know, a lot of these people that we interviewed and we asked the love life question to, they're like, wow, yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
You know?
Better than what they expected.
Than what they expected, which was, it's pretty cool, man. I hope I'm that way at that age, too. You know, that's pretty wild. But, let's listen to, some more audio now. Shit old folks say.
You ready?
We are rolling.
Okay. How do you feel about the direction the country is headed?
I like it. I'm getting paid every month.
Yeah? As long as that keeps coming in, you're good.
As long as the money's coming.
Right on. Okay. How do you feel about the medical marijuana bill in Florida?
I love it.
Yeah?
My wife has MS, and use it.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus around here.
I don't smoke marijuana. I don't need it, but right. She does.
Well, there you go. All right, cool beans. Okay. Is your love life what you thought it would be at this age?
It's better.
Better?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. My wife don't always like it, but...
Wait for
Mary. Lots of bad points on Valentine's Day. You know that. He's done? All right, if you had one piece of advice for the youth of today, what would you say?
Work hard and play hard.
Yeah. Work hard and play hard. I like that.
I like that, too.
You got it.
Okay.
That guy's like, oh, as long as I'm getting paid... It's all gravy, man.
Other than that, he's...
He's like... Whatever. Country's going fine. He's like, no, I don't care about weed. You know what? I really don't care about a whole lot. I don't have much longer to live.
But he still lives in a country where he can ride around in his golf cart with a martini in hand.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Pass me that margarita. Anyways... we're going to move right along to some more shit some old folks say. This guy was a little bit more cantankerous, and he was definitely very Republican-y.
Gave off that vibe.
Oh, dude, he gave off a Ted Nuge vibe real good. You know, the Nuge.
Uncle Ted.
Uncle Ted. He's like, I like to rock out. Sometimes I like to rock out with my cock out. I'm Ted Nugent. Hi. I like guns. I like shooting guns. I like you to shoot guns. Not at me. Preferably, but I like guns. Democrats won't take away our guns.
That's bad.
That's bad. Guns are good because guns keep crazy people away from you, like Democrats. Now, I'd never run for presidency. You want to know why? I like to rock. I already mentioned that, right? It's Uncle Ted signing off. Guns. All right, more old people.
Some of the questions are funny. Some of them are just topical. Okay. Some of them can be a little personal. So just feel free to be frank and honest, because no one's going to know it's you.
Doesn't matter.
All right? Oh, it doesn't matter.
All right. All right. Ready to go.
How do you feel the direction of the country is going?
Horribly.
Horribly. All right. Why? He's like, how long you got, buddy?
The policies of today's administration are completely against my beliefs, my upbringing,
right on.
Social programs, everything that's going on right now. The takers are far outnumbering the makers, and that's pretty much the bottom line, is the fall of our country.
Okay. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about the medical marijuana bill?
Medical marijuana bill?
Yeah.
I am not a user myself, but I ever have been. But if it's the law, I have no problem with it.
Right on. Okay. Here's more of a social topic here. What do you feel about gay marriage?
I'm against gay marriage.
Okay. Why are you against gay marriage?
I just feel marriage should be between a man and a woman.
Right on. Okay. Now, is your love life what you thought it would be at this age?
Yes, sir.
Right on. Okay. Oh, that's so awesome.
45 and a half years.
Oh, well, congratulations. Happy Valentine's Day to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Both nice talking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
sir.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's safe to assume that guy's not an Obama fan.
Not even a little bit.
Like, just not even at all. That guy's like, I'll tell you what, brother, how much time you got? I don't like the country. It ain't going good. He's like, I don't like who's in charge. I'm not telling you why. Here's a hint. It rhymes with ack. He's like, how much time you got? Boy, I could read off a list. What should I don't like? Gays getting married? Nope. Them fags better stay out the cathedral. That's for a man and a woman only, and that's what I believe. Why? Because, man, I just believe that a man's asshole is not as appealing as a vagina. I'm quoting Cy Robertson there. That man's Jesus. Well, not really Jesus, because that'd be sacrilege.
But you know.
Sarah Palin! And now, another cantankerous old fucker.
You guys cooling up? Okay. You ready?
Okay. Ready to go.
How do you guys feel about the country and the direction it's headed right now?
Oh my god, it is going to be
worse. We're in deep trouble.
You think so?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because of leadership we lack.
Right? Yeah.
We haven't had any for 6 years, 5 years.
So you're saying we need a fresh vote. A fresh vote will clear it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Because it's not more of the same.
Right. Right. There you go. Okay. So, how do you guys feel about the new medical marijuana bill in the state of Florida coming up this year? Let them know that was a thumbs up.
That was a thumbs up.
Bring it on. Okay. This is kind of a personal question, so you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Is your love life what you thought it would be at this age?
Last weekend was awesome.
Yeah? Yeah. That's great. That's great.
And of course, that first subject gathered input. So.
So is Viagra a game changer?
Oh, no. That wasn't necessary.
Oh!
The other medical thing you were talking about.
Well, thank you guys very much.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
I got to get somebody else
for you. Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
All right. So two things that you could probably say about that guy. One, not an Obama fan. Two, likes to smoke the weed and have crazy sex with his wife. Maybe that could be three and four, but
crazy chillaxed sex.
Yeah. He's like, man, I tell you what, we involve some of that medical stuff you're talking about before. It's basically just like me and my wife, we like to get high and shag.
Pretty much.
We go to key parties.
Oh
man, dude.
Swingers.
Suck if they went to a key party.
Fuck. So gross.
Oh, man. About as gross as that one chick's stanky twat from the prison.
Oh,
that's disgusting, man.
Beef curtains.
Well, I'm telling you, you think these old ladies don't have the beef curtains, bro?
I'm sure they do.
He's got beef linoleum. They got vertical blinds. Just pull the little string.
Pull the little string. Oh, man. No, that's so gross.
They just flip from left to right. Strong wind takes them. They could be like sails. They could just lay on their backs in the ocean. stretch their twat lips out like sails.
Remember that one time we shipwrecked till I got us home? You'll never bitch again.
On the wings of love, only the two of us together flying high. Some cunt wings of love.
On the cunt wings of
love. On the cunt wings of love. Oh, man. I don't know.
I can't stop laughing, man.
Right?
The cunt wings of love.
On the cunt wings of love. Only the stanky veggies roll and fly and high. Cunt wings of love. Just some old wrinkly back out of the ocean. Who's over tanned? Naked as a jaybird. And when she wants to lay anchor, she just flops a tin over the side. Imagine those little fish that clean sharks are like picking at her nipples and shit. Ooh, that tickles. Oh, man, dude. She's sitting out there on the sandbar. Sun in her labia. I gotta get it on each side. Evenly. Happy Valentine's Day, old people. So we recorded this on Valentine's Day. That's what's funny about this. Yeah. The music.
They were all wasted and just, you know, out there celebrating how miserable they are.
The music you hear in the background is just like a live band playing out in the town square where they're just having a great old time. But we're going to.
Low down.
Yeah. Low down for sure.
For sure.
You see that dude that was serving the beer, the guy with like the dreadlocks? He was like, oh shit, we got an old hoe down. Repeat, there's an old hoe down out of here. Call the ambulance. This bitch down.
I ain't trying to deal with this.
I ain't touching that. No, hell no. CPR? Shit. See me leave. I'm walking away. I don't want no part of this. All right, we're going to listen to our last clip.
How do you feel about the direction the country's taking?
Right now, I think it sucks.
Yeah?
Yes. No, I don't like the direction. I think it's going in a very bad direction. But I'm retired, so...
Not much longer. You got to worry about all that country.
No. Well, yeah, I still have to worry about it.
For me, though.
Yeah, well, for you and for my kids.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, right?
I don't like the way it's going, but hopefully in another year or two, it may change direction.
So you're saying once we get a fresh vote?
Once we get a fresh vote.
Right on. So how do you feel about the medical marijuana bill being brought up in
I have no problem with that.
No?
No. I think it's a good thing.
You think it can help people?
Huh?
You think it can help people?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right on. Okay,
Help me.
Help you?
Help me.
Yeah?
Help me, yeah.
You got the arthritis?
I could.
You could, real quick, right? Okay, so how do you feel about gay marriage?
I have no problem with that.
No?
I have several very good friends.
Right
very
on.
Good friends and family who
okay, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Right on. You?
No problem at all.
Right on. Okay, well, you guys have been very helpful. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thanks for stopping and hanging out with us.
Sure.
Thank you.
So this guy wasn't crazy about the way that the country was going either. But, I mean, he wasn't like an out-there nut job kind of guy.
Yeah.
He was pretty level-headed about things. I asked him, so you're concerned for the future? I was like, you worried for me? He's like, no, I'm worried for my kids. I'm like, oh, man. What about me, though, bro? Like,
it's harsh, bro.
Seriously, you should be worried about me, dude. I'm the host. What happens if I go away? You got no senior voice. Who's going to care when you're gone? He's like, yeah, well, I'm retired now. I was like, oh, so you don't have that much longer to worry about it?
Yeah, you got him to agree with that, too. He's like, yeah.
Wait, no. he's like, do you like how he's like, I don't care nothing about gay marriage. I've got several close gay friends and even family. Yeah. Right? He believes that, right? Yeah. He's totally concerned that it was believable, man. I had a good time with these people. I was surprised by a lot of their answers. A lot of them were pretty hip, pretty modern, if you will. I think next time we'll ask them what twerking is. And if they know, do they think it's the downfall of modern society? It was like, do you have any advice? Do you have any advice for Justin Bieber? Just like, you know, some random crazy out there questions, man. You know?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. All right.
Well, you didn't really ask a question. Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. I really did. I did ask a question. Yep. So, but, no, man, it's just, I had a good time doing it. I think it's a really cool segment. I'd like to do it again. I'd like to get some really crazy out there people. I'd like to get a Vietnam War vet, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'd like to get a guy, you know, he's fucking three sheets to the wind driving a Lark. You know? Every time he hears the bass drop, he thinks it's fucking bombs going off. It's like, get out! I knew I should have had that poontang in Da Nang.
That sweet, sweet Da Nang Tang.
He's like, and when we got done with him, we just killed him.
Because fuck him, that's why.
Yeah. We did a lot of raping and pillaging. You know, that was the thing back then. You know, like, if you weren't raping, you were definitely pillaging. You know? Sometimes you got a little of both in if it was a good day.
Oh, yeah. The key was trying to keep it balanced.
Right, balanced. You know, you gotta get the napalm.
You don't
want
to be too much of a rapist. You don't want to be too much of a pillager.
No, you know, you gotta get it. You know, it's good to have an even balance, man. You don't want to be too much of anything. You want to be a jack of all trades, if you will. You know?
Master of none.
Master of none. It's like, and you really gotta get the napalm dead center of that hooch. Otherwise, they could identify the bodies. Nobody wants that. I didn't get a bronze star and a purple heart from not hiding bodies. Right, Mr. Rogers? That's right, neighbor. Lock and load. Mr. Rogers, sniper supreme.
Feel me, neighbor?
Yeah, you feel me, neighbor? I'll break my foot up your ass. Just ask Mr. McFeel me.
Oh, yeah.
Worst name for a mailman on a kid's television show ever, Mr. McFeely. Right? Worst name ever. It just is, man. It's bad. And he's like, here, Mr. Rogers, here's your mail. And he's like popping his head inside, seeing if he can't see some kids.
Just wants a glimpse. Just let me see them. I just want to see them.
I'm telling you, bro, it's horrible. Quick. We talked about it, I think, before in another podcast about Mr. McFeely and his nasty hands.
Thought they transferred you to a neighborhood with no kids, Feely.
I just want a taste.
You're a sick fuck, Feely. Now I'm gonna whoop your ass, you feel me, neighbor?
starts rolling up his sleeves and showing his dad.
He's taking off his slippers and putting on his real shoes again.
Won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. This is a Glock. Can you say Glock, kids? Armor piercing tips, hollow points. Now, kids, why do we use hollow points?
Exit wound!
That's right, kids. Do you want to see an exit wound on Mr. McFeely?
Yeah!
Me too.
No, wait, wait!
Problem solved.
Just solving the problem.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Kicks him in the ribs. Beautiful day to be. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the best of this wonderful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Goodbye, neighbor.
And that's going to about wrap it up for us today, man. We're going to hit you again next week. We've been gone for a little while again. We apologize. We got MegaCon coming up soon. Woo! Interviews. It's going to be awesome.
MegaCon.
It's going to be the shiznit. Once again, I'm Jesse Shadoos.
And I'm Kamal Altash.
And we'll see you fuckers next week. Peace. I said it. I'm saying that I said it. I mean it. I don't care. I don't care. I don't regret it.